This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, December cotton futures posting four volatile days of declines before turning back up on Thursday. Prices made a fresh life a contract high over a week ago at 116.48 before giving back all of Friday's gains and continuing lower through the next 3 days. 103.50 was the lowest price to print on Wednesday and was the week's low. And if you're counting, that's nearly 13 cents of losses in less than a week. With a strong snap higher, prices did move back up on Thursday, settling above 107. Now, stock markets trending lower for most of the week as investors were adjusting their positions in expectation of strong inflation numbers and talk from the Federal Reserve that they'll start to taper security purchases in November or December, and that swirled through the markets. But better than expected jobless claims and strong earnings reports put investors back into a good buying mood on Thursday. For cotton, the export sales report surprisingly good considering high prices. For the week ending October 7th, net new sales over 146,000 upland bales. Biggest buyers, Turkey, Mexico, and China. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.